And then we have now the fine flour for the table of showbread. That begins here at verse 5. And thou shalt take fine flour, bake 12 cakes thereof. 2/10 deals shall be in one cake, and thou shalt set them in two rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now the fine flour was to be furnished by the people, as was the olive oil. And the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit, so the bread here speaks of Christ. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the fine flour means wheat, and frankincense as a gift from the people must necessarily be the natural gum, because it had to be compounded into the incense, which was a secret formula, by the way. And this was put on there. It speaks of Christ as the bread of life, but it speaks of the wonderful fragrance of his humanity. And we are told in verses 8 and 9, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. It shall be Aaron's and his sons. They shall eat it in the holy place. The bread would be in there on top of the table for 1 week. Then they would eat it. The bread was to be changed, you see, each Sabbath. And the old bread was to be eaten by Aaron and his sons, and always in the holy place. We find that Ahimelech violated the law when he gave the showbread to David and his men. And our Lord called attention to that, by the way, as a justification for his disciples plucking grain on the Sabbath day. Now, the bread speaks of Christ as the light speaks of Christ. He is the light of the world, and he is the bread of life. And that is essential today for any service that we do for him. Must be done in the light of the Holy Spirit. And friends, we must feed on him if we're to serve him.